Blog Talk Radio.
Favorite song, Golden Opportunity, and that part where it says, see me in glory with my new robe on, stop by the crystal river to make my weak bones strong, and drink from a fountain that shall never run dry. God is going to wipe every tear from my eye. I'm going to make it. I made up in my mind I'm going to make it. Ain't nothing going to stop me. Hallelujah. That is the attitude of gratitude we have to have, because God is so good to us. Good evening. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm your host, Brother David, and I'd like to welcome you to FM AM For Me and About Me, where we come to share the knowledge and wisdom of God's word that enhances us as we strive towards the mark of perfection, spiritual maturity as men. Hallelujah. It just delights my soul when I hear that song, because, again, this is our golden opportunity. Every time we come together, and even if we're not in physical presence, by spirit we are connected. We are connected one to another. And because we're connected, there's an opportunity for us to grow together, to mature together, to walk together, and love together. This is the golden opportunity, but we must recognize, for what Proverbs tells us all the time, that my son, attend to my words, incline thy ears unto thy saying, let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The golden opportunity to experience the abundant life that Christ gives us is what this is all about. This is what it's all about. Not just this life, but the life to come. He said, a crystal river, that's what we be experienced. This is our golden opportunity to experience that living water of God. Let us go in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for this golden opportunity, this opportunity to come to you, thanking you always, Father God, for your mercy and grace and forgiveness of our sins, past, present, and future. For we know the flesh is weak, but the spirit is always willing. And we want to be a willing spirit to turn to you, Father God. But there may be those who don't know you. There may be those who feel that you disappointed them, let them down, Father God, because they think on the philosophy of what the world has given us, that, Father God, you left them or forsaken them. But your word tells us you never leave us or forsake us, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We can count on you, Father God, because your word does not return void. We can count on you, Father God, because you're not like man who would lie, Father God. So we know, Father God, you're there for us. But for some, there may be something that is impeding them for believing. But I'm praying, as the man said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I'm praying, Father God, that right now, if there's anyone who may not know you, that they would confess with their mouth and believe in their heart. It's a personal thing, Father God, I know. But they believe in their heart that, Father God, you love them. You love them so much you sent your only begotten son. God, they recognize the importance of that. And as they begin to gauge into your word, Father God, they will recognize that they draw closer to you, you truly will draw closer to them. And that plan of salvation you set for us, Father God, becomes more meaningful in their life. And for those who are strayed away, Father God, they've been like the prodigal son, let them wake up and recognize, Father God, if they come back home, you're welcome with open arms. So I thank you, Father God. If anyone's in need, the men, Father God, the women, the boys and girls, Father God, the unborn and the newborn will celebrate you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. If they need a healing, I pray for that healing. If they need a financial blessing, I think that the windows of heaven blessings will come down upon them and bless them every day. If they need peace, Father God, let them turn to you, because you said, Father God, you give it freely. And, Father God, when we turn to you and trust you, you will give us peace that surpasses all understanding, and that perfect peace that resides. So I thank you, Father God. And as I go forward today, Father God, as we celebrate Veterans Day, Father God, I thank you. I pray for all the veterans in the world, Father God, those that are serving, those have come home to you, and those that will serve someday, Father God. I thank you that you bless them coming in, bless them going out. Whatever they set their hands to do shall prosper, Father God, because they're serving in the army of the Lord. I praise you, Father God. I praise you, Father God, that this prayer will not return void, but accomplish that what has been sent to do, Father God, to glorify and magnify you, to give you all the glory and praise. And I say hallelujah. I say thank you. I say thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers, listening to our prayers, and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, As for those who are veterans, happy Veterans Day. Those who are civilian veterans, as we call it, civilian warriors, we say happy Veterans Day. For those who have family members who are veterans, we say happy Veterans Day, because this is a day that we recognize soldiers. We recognize the importance of soldiers. And I just want to share a few quotes from a few men who served and a few have not. But I think their quotes are very significant. The show is going to be a little different today because it's all around veterans. Hallelujah. I am a soldier. I fight where I'm told, and I win where I fight. General George Patton. The soldier above all others pray for peace, for he must suffer and bear the deepest wounds and scars of war. Douglas MacArthur. On the battlefield, military pledge to leave no soldier behind. As a nation, let it be our pledge that when they return home, we leave no veteran behind. Dan Lipsky. The hardest thing of all for a soldier is to retreat. Duke of Wellington. The most significant quality as a soldier that a soldier can possess is his confidence in God, his confidence in who lives in him, and who he represents outside of himself. He is God's image bearer, myself. And the scripture tells us in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And in Psalms 18:31 and 36, for who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock except our God? The God who equips me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like feet of deer, and he set me secure on the heights. He trained my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of my salvation, and your right hand supports me, and your gentleness made me great. You gave me a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. Hallelujah. And in Psalms 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And in Ephesians 6:11-18, it says, put on the whole armor, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For the worst, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual witnesses in high places. Wherefore, take on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having the loins of girt about your truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shown with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication to all saints. We as soldiers in the army of the Lord, soldiers in the military, we have to arm ourselves. We got to be prepared. I love the acronym the Holy Spirit gave me, which is, in this journey, we have to maintain a pace, preparation, the right attitude, the right commitment, and the right expectation, and then we execute. But we got to be prepared. But let me share a beautiful song that I used to share with my fellow brothers when they were either be deploying to war or returning from war. And let me indulge myself here because I love this. I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son. Be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up at Adam bright and early, all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed for success, from my hair down to my boot. I don't do it for the money, there are bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our future, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm good under pressure, being all that I can be. And I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays and sometime all night long. You can bet I stand ready when the wolf growl at the door. Hey, I'm solid and I'm steady. Hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I know the sacrifice. And, oh, I don't want to die for you. But if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, because freedom don't come free. I'm the American soldier. I'm the American. By my brothers and my sisters, I will probably take a stand. For when liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, sleep in peace tonight. I'm the American soldier. I'm the American soldier. Yeah, I'm American soldier. By my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do right what's right. I'm out here on the front line, so sleep in peace tonight. I'm the American soldier. I'm the American. You see, Toby Keith wrote this song, and he hit it right on the head. Soldiers understand the sacrifice that have to be made. They understand the challenges that may come. But being a soldier comes with a lot of responsibility and accountability. Well, we may not want to get up, stand up, look up to the challenges that we may face, but because the soldier stands ready at the growl, he or she is ready to do all that it takes to keep the country free. If you haven't already given thanks to a soldier, make sure you do this directly under rate. Say thank you to the soldiers for their service. For they have served and they are going to keep serving. As long as this world continues to turn, a soldier will be standing there ready to serve. You understand, they don't want to die, but if iron is asked them, they'll bear that cross with honor, because freedom don't come free. And that's the name of the show. I won't be before you long, because this is just in respect to our fellow veterans, our soldiers, and our arms. Hallelujah. You see, as we celebrate the fighting men and women of our armed services, I'm reminded of the sacrifice that my fellow soldiers make every day for the sake of others. Many may not consider it much because out of sight, out of mind. I was told by a spiritual leader that if it wasn't for some of their family members, they probably wouldn't give this day much thought. They would just set it aside. And I understand, because we as people are so busy enjoying the benefits of freedom here in America that we don't really recognize what real freedom looks like. I like to compare it to parenting. As a child, we don't really realize how much our parents do to provide, to protect, and preserve a quality of life for us until we become parents or we're out on our own. I would go as far as to say today, that's even questionable, since a higher percentage of grandparents are parenting the grown children and their grandchildren. Remember, freedom don't come free. When we as human beings are shielded from something, we can have the tendency not to value the importance of what we shield against. Yet that was a soldier do. They shield us from the horrors of war, the horrors of suffering, the horrors of national abuse, the horrors of leaders who will act like Pharaoh and enslave us, take our spiritual and religious freedoms away from us, therefore causing us to lose what we value most and take for granted, freedom. Remember, freedom don't come free. But let's take into account that we have to go to war for our freedom, that we have to look at our walk in Christ as soldiers, because the Bible often compares a Christian life to a war. We are commanded to fight the good fight of faith out of 1 Timothy 6:12. Jesus told his disciples to sell their coats and buy swords, Luke 23:36. And even Jesus was a soldier who was often battling demons and even Satan himself, Matthew 4:1-11. And in 2 Timothy 2:3-4, Paul gives us a great counsel to every believer in Jesus Christ. The scripture says, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. You see, soldiers suffer for us. They take on physical, emotional, psychological, and more spiritual pain that for the most part, many don't understand. I can tell you that not even a soldier who haven't gone to war really understand this. I remember many soldiers who hadn't donned the uniform to go to the sandbox, talk the talk, but they wasn't walking the walk. Oh, they act like they knew everything about being a war veteran, but they only had an image in their head. They didn't have the reality. See, the hardship of a soldier spirit at times is beyond comprehension. Many think that when they see the movie, they have a clear idea of the suffering that one endures as a soldier. But again, this is compared to the suffering Christ went through. You see, when we saw the picture, The Passion of Christ, we had some idea that the suffering that Christ experienced, was caused even to his flesh and how it felt like. But the reality, once the movie goes off, the experience goes with it. See, we don't really get the realness of it. We don't get the smell. We don't get the pain. We don't get the excruciation of it all. We just have an ideal in our head running the reel of the movie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But a soldier, the pain remains in their mind, their heart, and their soul, in addition to their body. Jesus understood the suffering to be what it meant to suffer, and he would understand the after effect of suffering when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was in such anguish, as they tell us in Matthew 26:36. He said, then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and told his disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray. And he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee with him and began to grieve and distress. Then he said to them, my soul deeply grieves to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me. You see, he said his soul deeply grieves to the point of death. And even though he didn't want to die, as the song said earlier, but because it was God's will or something, he recognized that this sacrifice had to be done. Jesus understood the sacrifice was not about him, but it was for others. That other is us. He endures suffering beyond our imagination. For it tells us in 39, for he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. You see, as certain soldiers, it is not their will to die or suffer, but because it's not about them, but about the freedom of others. As Christ endured for our freedom, we must begin to acknowledge the true sacrifice that is made for the blessing we call freedom. The blessing we call freedom. When I was in the war zones, and when I would come home or leave, well, actually I didn't come back to home because I didn't want to have the experience of seeing my family, and then they get attached to me briefly, and then I leave. And if I wasn't blessed to come back, they would be left with that experience. So I would go to another country or somewhere else. But I often thought about when I went to other countries, along with the areas of the war zones I was in, that I didn't think America appreciated their freedom. The American people were so self-consumed, so preoccupied with the blessings, they didn't realize that others were experiencing what would be deemed as the curse. Poverty beyond one's imagination. When we would go to some of these locations, the clothes you saw the people in when you met them a year later, those were the same clothes they were in. The food that we throw away could feed multitudes of families. That which we take for granted, like air conditioning and heat, somebody regulated it. So their experience of poverty at the worst level, we can't even begin to imagine. We have a system called welfare. They would be classified as rich there. But we don't really recognize the blessing of our freedom. And then we should note that in verse 3 out of 2 Timothy 2:4, soldiers understand that they must endure hardship for effective service. It points out that suffering hardship would mean as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. As we move along society, we have become complacent, softened, our attitude to the will of our flesh. and our worldly desire, taking for granted the hardship that those suffer for our freedom. You see, serving as a soldier is hard. Serving as a soldier is hard. It's beyond sometimes comprehension, and not just in the war zone. Sometimes you could be taken away from your family, and your family can't come with you. In Korea, it's a year tour. In Germany, it's a year tour. Sometimes in various locations, they can't come with you. So already the gap and the opportunity for Satan to weasel his way in to destroy families happens. With soldiers, they have the highest divorce rate. It is not uncommon for a soldier to be married more than once. They lose so much. They come back and their children don't recognize, especially if they're young. They have to reestablish those relationships. I can imagine when Abraham would have to leave, especially when he left to go rescue Lot. He had to leave his family. Moses had to leave his family. David had to leave his family. We don't recognize what the sacrifice is, but understand that freedom don't come free. Somebody got to pay the price. See, Jesus endured great hardship. The entire Roman cohort, which was 600 to 700 men, attacked Jesus. They mocked him. They spit on him. They beat him. This is out of Matthew 27:27-31. But just as they did this to Jesus, the Vietnam veterans, when they returned back to the state, they also endured this great hardship, which they will never, ever be the same, because they experienced the same abusive treatment that Jesus had. They spit on them. They call them baby killers. They abuse them. They neglect them. So we see people on the street. We say, why don't they go to the VA? They got benefits. They don't get their benefits. Their story, each soldier's story is different. And because of the red tape, a lot of times these soldiers have no other resources. And if they experience anything such as post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, loss of limb, sight, appearance, sometimes they're alienated. They become the butt of the joke of people's lives. Oh, you see Uncle Joe, he tore up again. You see old Uncle Ben, he high again. You see Betty, she done lost, A.T. Betty lost her mind. But freedom don't come free. Somebody got to pay the price. And as he talked about Jesus experiencing these negatives and soldiers, there's those type of soldiers which they're our enemy, who would devour the realization of our experience of trying to have freedom. And when we look back on those Roman soldiers, they had a whole different influence. They lacked empathy and compassion because most of them were just robots to the Roman Empire. They often served 20 years, and out of those 20 years, they weren't even allowed to marry. So they were removed from the circle of being able to unite and exercise love, compassion, empathy, sensitivity to each other. So again, they were robotic. So they had no problem in causing Jesus to suffer. It's been said that Jesus, in some circle, was beaten two separate occasions during the time of his trial from these soldiers who would create this hardship. Remember, people, freedom don't come free. Another part we need to look at from verse 4 that points out that we must not get entangled in the affairs of this life. You see, no soldier, active soldier, entangle themselves in the affairs of everyday life. A good soldier is single-minded. The scripture tells us out of 1 Peter 5:8, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. That's his mission. You know, it was said yesterday that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against each other, but Satan will use the host just like God used the host to do his bidding. So there are those, as I talked about, those Roman soldiers, but we got soldiers here, the enemy, the insurgents, the people who bring an uproar to try to destroy. Why? Because they've been moved by the spirit of Satan, whose basic mission is to come to steal, to kill, and destroy. John 10:10. See, Satan is on his job. Define us as soldiers. And the ultimate mission was to kill, steal, and destroy. But we know as soldiers the cost when it comes to serving. You see, David understood this as he faced Goliath in 1 Samuel 17:25. He understood the sacrifice. See, the giant, which basically was moved by the spirit of Satan, basically wanted to kill, steal, and destroy the people. But David says so eloquently in 1 Samuel 17:45, David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with the sword and the spear and the javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of our army of Israel, who you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut your head off." That's what a soldier do. He going to cut the head off. When we knocked off Saddam Hussein and bin Laden, he cutting the head off. Cut your head off, Satan. "This very day, I will give your carcass of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel." Freedom don't come free. And all those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give all of you into his hand. And even though later the humanness of David hurt him in some way, he still was a soldier. But like all soldiers, we must strive not to let the cares of life entangle us or weigh us down if we are to be effective soldiers. Otherwise, we devoid ourselves, as Paul would say. You see, even Paul, he grew as a soldier to understand sacrifice. Where he warned us in Hebrews 12:1, us about the entanglement of sin and who must live for God's, we must live for God's glory as soldiers. He also pointed out that we have to count all things to the loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, our Lord. Philippians 3:8. So now it says we must be pleased, we must want to please our earthly commander, but the ultimate objective as soldiers is to please our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may please the one who enlisted us as his soldier. You see, life is simple. We must please one person, and that is God himself. Why did Jesus come and say, "For I have come down from earth not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me"? John 6:38. Jesus lived to please the Father. We must live to please the Son. You see, Paul said in Galatians, "For I am not seeking the favor of man I'm not seeking the favor of man, but of God. And I am striving not to please men. If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a slave of Christ." We must know who we serve, why we serve, how we serve, continue to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as soldiers in the army of the Lord. For he said, being a soldier requires true sacrifice. It requires taking up the cross. It requires shedding blood. It requires trusting your true commander in chief, Jesus Christ. For as John 8:36 said, "If the Son set you free, you will be free indeed." So let us take a pause for the cause in this moment to give thanks to our men and women who paid the ultimate price for defending our freedom. For we must remember them, honor them. We too must fight the good fight of faith by enduring the hardship, avoiding the sin, and pleasing the Lord, and always remembering that freedom don't come free. I just wanted to take a pause for the cause today to recognize our veterans, our soldiers. Soldiers, as I like to say, that work in the military system. Soldiers, as we call civilian soldiers, who support the system. But the soldiers who move every day, who march forward every day in the army of the Lord. So you must armor up. As it said, put on the whole armor. You must armor up. But before you armor up, you must get prepared. Because, again, accepting Christ is the easiest part. The real challenge is when you're preparing to get ready for war, when you're training as you fight and fighting as you train. Because you're going to be in a battle. You're going to be in a battle. This is not a cakewalk, because Satan is doing his job. He got his 357. He got his 50 calves. He got everything he needs to knock every one of the soldiers in God's army down if we're not prepared. If we don't study to show ourselves approved, to rightly divide the word of truth, so that we may rightly divide it in a way that we understand what our weaponry is and how it works. You see, the word tells us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination and every high thing to try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bringing it to captivity to the obedience, these thoughts to the obedience of Christ. We got to change the way we think. This is why it's so important to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, soldiering up, because freedom don't come free. Freedom don't come free. We all like to see the heroes, but we have to understand that the heroes had to prepare themselves, and they weren't striving to be a hero for man's recognition or to please man. They were striving to achieve the mission of ensuring that we have freedom. When Christ came here, he didn't come to please man. He came to do the will of God because he understood that freedom don't come free. So as we go through this week, and this day will pass, and it'll roll back around next year, but in between that 365, as we move into that next year, if you will, we need to recognize the cost, the sacrifice. We need to do that of the people who donned the uniform. We need to know the cost and the price of the people who donned the uniform for Christ. Our apostles, our teachers, our prophets, evangelists, our pastors, teachers, counselors, deacons, ushers, they soldiering up. We need to recognize the cost, because freedom don't come free. But we must recognize this as well, that we understand that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. We must utilize this sound mind with the foundation of love to execute God's power, because again, his weaponry is not of this world. But we don't know, but we can't do this if we don't know this. See, when we bring soldiers in, we take them through basic training. You got to be ready. And some come in uncool, some come in with bad attitudes, some come in with a history that's unbelievable, some come in, as they would say, goofy, some come in super cool, some come in from different cultures, walks of life. But every day they're being prepared to soldier up. They're being transformed. They're being transformed. Their mind is being transformed to get them on the same page. And this is what we have to do. We have to get on the same page that we will end up with the heart and mind of Christ. So we must continue to pray to God to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us. The spirit that once was in us that centered on the worldly gratification has to be pushed back, and we have to become anew with this new spirit, this spirit that dwells in us, that raised Christ from the dead, now quickens our mortal body, makes it alive because it lives in us now. And as this spirit rises within us, we can go forward and we can truly say we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Why? Because greater is he that's in us that's in the world. Men, it is time to step up to the plate. It is time to put the old things behind you and move. It is time for us to take full account, be fully accountable and responsible to ensure this freedom that we embrace. Our children should be able to look to us and recognize that we're going to always protect them. We're always going to create hope for them. They can trust us. We're going to preserve their way of life because we're preparing them. We're teaching them. We're counseling them. We're supporting them. We're elevating them. We're spending quality time with them. We're counseling them in a way that they recognize that the knowledge that they receive will help them to be better than the day they were before. All being prepared. Men, we got to step our game up. We got to step our game up so that when we take on a wife, he to find a wife, find a good thing. When you take on a wife, she will be willing to follow because you are a representation of Christ. You are image bearers of Christ. She know that you are a true soldier through and through. She know that you are a true soldier, through and through. She know you will not leave her or forsake her. So, men, we got to step our game up. Because, you see, all the luxuries of this beautiful entity we call freedom is not free. And since God told us out of Ephesians 2:10, for we are his masterpiece, and he had created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good thing he planned for us long ago, we need to execute the commandment of God's word. Go into the world and spread the gospel. Because we are responsible for that. And as we spread the gospel, we can see those transformations. We can see the change. We can see the joy in people's lives. We can see the peace in people's lives. We can see the qualities that people should be experiencing every day, goodness, gentleness, and kindness. Because we will be faithful to the cause and patient with each other as we evolve and grow. And I'll do this because we're maintaining the self-control through the Holy Spirit working through us to execute love. You see, freedom don't come free. God sacrificed his son for us because he knew the price. We should recognize the price. So if you don't, again, as I said, if you don't know a veteran, just pray for a veteran. But if you know one, give them a call. Let them know you appreciate them. And if you don't know one, somebody you don't know someone, thank them to tell them to thank them. Because, again, the freedoms that we enjoy, somebody paid the cost. Because freedom don't come free. Hallelujah. So, as always, if you haven't accepted Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, as the song said early in the intro, this is your golden opportunity. Your golden opportunity to experience the rewards that only Christ can give. Again, pushing the old man back and becoming anew and embracing the beauty that only God can give us through his word. This is your golden opportunity. So don't hesitate. Don't even reserve the thought to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus rose to the dead for you. He died on the cross for you. He died on the cross for you. And he rose again so that we can have this freedom. It's worth its weight in gold. And again, as always, there are many other soldiers on the front line who are out there so we can sleep at peace tonight because they're praying, they're intercessors, they're standing in the gap for you. If you want to experience a few of those that will share more of the gospel, you can go to Kingdom Building Development Institute, and you go to our email at KingdomBuilderPlaza@gmail.com. You can leave a message, send a text message, email. You can ask for prayer. You can even come and join the team. And you can contact us if you don't do the email thing. You can contact us at 313-583-9739. And as always, I say it, freedom don't come free. For the ministry doesn't come free either. You can always receive it, but it's a cost that needs a maintenance to it. So you can sow it to the at www.givify.com, which is givelify.com. Again, remember, every time you wake up and you can go to and fro, you can pray as you will. You can eat what you want. You can dress the way you like. You can live where you live. You know somebody paid the price. Somebody paid the price. Somebody sacrificed their life for yours because they understood like Christ did. Freedom don't come free. So that always in party, you pray for me, I pray for you, and we're going to watch the miraculous things that God will do because, remember, he who we set free is free indeed. We are free in Christ. Have a wonderful week. And again, I salute every soldier today. I say God bless, God bless, God bless.
A change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me no. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know